Stories told of a new preacher who wanted to rent a house out in the country. The only house available was rumored to be haunted. Well, the preacher didn't believe in such things, and so he went ahead and rented it. It wasn't long before the ghost had made its appearance. The preacher told his friends about this ghost, but they didn't believe him. He said the only way they'd believe him is if he would take a picture. And so the preacher went home, called for the ghost. Sure enough, the ghost popped out. The preacher explained the situation, said he'd like to take a picture. The ghost agreed. But when the picture was developed, the ghost wasn't visible. Feeling disappointed, the preacher went back home, called for the ghost again. And when it appeared, the preacher showed him the picture and wanted an explanation why the ghost was not in it. Well, he thought for just a moment, the ghost did, and he said, well, spirit was willing, but the flash was weak. I know. It's bad. Remember the reason that we come together for midweek service, for a midweek Bible study, is for strength. Sometimes it's the case that the flesh is weak. Spirit might be willing. But the spiritual body is made stronger through a study of God's Word. Therefore, we come together in such a way. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, we're reminded, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And that's, again, why part of the reason that we come together. We come together for strength. To make it through the week, we come together for strength to make it through the trials of each day. Those things that seem to work against us throughout the week. We're told in Ephesians 4:23 that we're to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. We're told to have the mind of Christ, Philippians 2:5. We're told to put others' needs before our own, Philippians 2, verses 1 to 3. We're told that we should grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. We're told that we should desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. We're told to encourage. We're told to comfort. We're told to provoke. We're told to love one another. It's the reason that we come together. It may be the case that there's one who is feeling weak, who needs simply the strength of their brethren this evening, the prayers of their brethren this evening. And we're here to encourage. We're here to help. We're here to show that love one toward another. It may be the case there's one this evening who needs to obey the gospel. We'd love nothing more than to sit down with you and talk about God's love for you and what Jesus has done by shedding His blood so that we could have life eternal. And the fact that He is the very Son of God, and we have to confess that faith before men, and we have to repent of our sins, Acts 17:31, and be baptized to wash away those sins, Acts 22 and verse 16. Those are the steps needed to attain salvation, to be added unto the Lord's church, Acts 2 and verse 47. Have you taken those steps? Or again, maybe the case that you simply need the prayers of your brethren. If we can help in some way, come to the front while we stand and while we sing this song.